Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call. 10,000 people turn 65 every day in the United States. The current growth of this population is unprecedented. According to the Population Reference Bureau, the number of Americans ages 65 and older is projected to nearly double to 95 million by the year 2060. At a time when ageism is present and elders face a number of challenges, including dementia and the inability to access or afford a caregiver, what new perspectives can we learn about aging? In its ninth year, the annual Legacy Film Festival on Aging in San Francisco brings a new lens to issues of aging to educate, entertain, and inspire intergenerational audiences. This year's festival will screen 21 films focused on a wide range of topics, including living with Alzheimer's and physical limitations, and the physical endurance of a 94-year-old woman who can still hula hoop. The Legacy Film Festival on Aging takes place September 20th through September 22nd at the New People Cinema in San Francisco's Japantown. And for those of you who do not live in the Bay Area, we will find out how you can see some of these films. Today we are joined by Sheila Malkind, Executive Director of the Legacy Film Festival on Aging, which she started in San Francisco in 2011. Sheila has been working in the field of aging for 50 years, and she joins us from her home in San Francisco. Hi, Sheila. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rose. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be able to expound on the idea of aging in general, because, as you know, I say aging is in, and the statistics you just gave certainly confirm that. And I not only want older people to come to the festival, but I actually have a way, I think, of combating some ageism by suggesting that people bring a young friend to the festival. I think we need to have more intergenerational exchanges to get rid of some of that ageism. And I think the ageism goes both ways. We can't just accuse younger people of seeing older people as invisible or dottery or something, because sometimes I hear an older person saying, oh, those young people, they use bad language or they're too wild or something of the sort. So I think we need to have more interchanges, and that's part of what the festival's about.
It is so true, Sheila, and for those of us who have parents still, you know, we're inevitably going to be possibly taking care of them or another family member at some point in our lives. And I want to ask you first, Sheila, since you have been working on aging for 50 years, how did you get interested in this topic?
You know, I had a grandmother, and she lived with us, and it was wonderful for a long time. She had come from Europe, but she didn't speak English. And I think at some point my mother got frustrated and felt that we didn't have enough room. We had a small house in Brooklyn. And so my father, who was grandmother's son, took her to another relative who couldn't take her in, and she ended up in a facility. And I think we realized that it really was a terrible thing. She didn't speak the language, and she probably just couldn't wait to die. Also, I knew a lot of older people, and I thought they were fun, and I loved being with them, and I just always had friends who were older than I, so I don't know where it came from. I think all of that above, and I just find older people, and now I'm one of them. So Thursday I'll be 81.
Oh, wow.
I know, and I'm kind of shocked, because I remember thinking way back, when I'm 70, I'll be old. And then I was 80, and now I'm 81, and I think it's great.
Wow. Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you. And, you know, I meet people who, and I guess this is true of so many people, they tell me when they were 30, it was really difficult. And I can understand it, because you don't know what the future's going to bring, and you're scared, and you're hoping that you'll have a good life. And then as you get older, of course, there are different kinds of challenges. And when we started the festival, I think the second year, we asked somebody who was a fundraiser to give us some advice. And she saw our booklet, which says Legacy Film Festival on Aging. And she said, you know what, you've got to take that word aging off there, because it's going to repel people. They won't come to your festival. And I just started laughing, because that's the point, that there's nothing horrible. Well, there is, there can be, of aging, but you have to learn to deal with it. There are certainly challenges the older we get, and we are going into decline, but there's also the triumphs of doing things that you hadn't tried before. And for instance, just doing the film festival, every year I tell people, this is the last year I'm doing it, it's too much work. And then of course I get excited and want to do it just one more year.
Wow. And I'm sure that doing this festival, as you said, is so much work, but it gives you so much joy. It gives you purpose. And it's so important to have that in your life as you age.
I think that's so true. I took Lyft the other day, and the driver was telling me that he had retired from a good job. He was living in Berkeley, and he was staying at home, and he was watching TV. And his adult kids just said, Dad, get out of the house. And now he has this purpose of driving and meeting people. He was staying at home and watching a lot of TV. So how do we get people to come out and to do things? And I think one thing is a lot of older people volunteer, and that's a great thing. Although I do think it'd be great if some volunteers could get paid for their work, just like everybody else does.
Right.
I have a story about that. I have a friend who's in her 70s, and she mentors a young girl who's probably around 7 years old. And the girl turned to her one day and said, are you old or are you a person? And, you know, it's like being in another universe, only we're here. And I encourage all older people to really stay active. Mm-hmm. I belong to several groups of older people, the Older Women's League called OWL, the Transition Network, the Senior and Disability Action, because we need to stay active. And we have to show younger people that we're doing that. My partner and I did a program that he conceived of, along with City College professor Lisa Nirenberg. And she asked us if we could show films. Did we have any films on aging and technology? And you think, well, that's out of our purview. I looked through our film catalog and realize we had five or six films we had shown, short films, over the years about technology, younger people teaching elders. In one case, older people teaching youngers. There was also a sexting film where this woman was in a retirement home learning how to use her cell phone, and by mistake she sexted this guy who she thought was pretty cute instead of just texting him. So the class loved it, and we had such a great dialogue going with the students, and we really want to do a lot more of that.
Sheila, I have to say, I'm caregiving right now, and I'm just going to be honest. I was trying really hard to kind of hold back my emotions reading the intro. I almost lost it. And now that you're talking about sexting, you saved me because I just can't stop laughing.
The whole class loved it. We show one of the films we showed for that program was also, it was from Serbia, and it was a fictional film where the son and his family were coming to stay with his mother in this very small town. She was rather isolated. And he was going to teach her how to use the computer and how to Skype. And it just showed the younger people ignoring her. She had spent 3 days making a soup. They didn't like it. He started showing her how to Skype. She didn't know how to use the mouse. And he lost interest. The whole class went, oh. They were so sad for her. But later we started talking, and they told all the funny stories of teaching their parents how to use computers and cell phones and giving them passwords that were easy. So there's so much that can be done. But I do want to get back to your caregiving, because as when I heard that you had said you were taking time off for caring or caregiving, I sent you a letter along with two videos, and one of them, and both of them, were by a British filmmaker named Sue Bourne, and she had done one about her mom, that her mom had been diagnosed with dementia. And she and her adult daughter, I mean Sue's adult daughter, they decided they were going to take care of Mom, and they took trips with her and had lots of fun. But right in the middle of it, and I think I said go to a certain period and you'll see this, I was giving you some advice, you'll see that Sue loses it. And I have caregived or gave 3 times, and I've lost it. But the thing that is wonderful about caregiving, and a woman who knew I was caring for my mother stopped me on the street one day, and she said, I know you're taking care of your mom. I took care of my father and my husband. They're both deceased. And it was very hard, but you will realize that it's one of the most beautiful things you can do. And maybe it takes a while to have that perspective, but I actually fell in love with my mother caring for her, because we had had conflicts, mother-daughter, before that. But to take care of somebody, and in my mother's case, she always said thank you. And when somebody does something for me, I must remember to always say thank you, because just those two words inspire you to continue caring for somebody. Seems like maybe they're I don't know who or what the circumstances are with you, but I know how hard it can be. And especially it's a sacrifice because you're working and you want to continue that. But we can't work all the time. We do need that to care for somebody. And it actually is, I think, a gift to have. You may not feel that way now, but it is.
Yeah, some days it's a gift, and some days, as you said, you just lose it. And you kind of, this person comes out that you didn't even know was there. You actually have two films this year dedicated to caregiving. One is called Give. It's about a woman caring for her husband who has Parkinson's disease.
Yes. Well, it's a funny thing about that film because I think somehow I sent for it a few years ago and I didn't show it, and I just came across it this year and I said, I've got to show it. It's 18 minutes. Here's a woman who is lovingly caring for her husband who has Parkinson's, who is deteriorating. And my board had looked at the film and they said, well, look at this part. She keeps putting the wheelchair in the trunk and then she does it again and again and again. And I said, that is the point, because I've done that. Luckily, they have lighter wheelchairs now, but the many times I had my loved one, because there were other people I took care of as well, put them in the car, put their wheelchair in the back, and that was the point of it. But she was loving, although at the end she does say that they never got to go on vacation after this happened. But an interesting thing, I got in touch with the filmmaker, and she's doing something in Hollywood, younger person, and I said, I like the film. Are your parents alive? Her mother's still alive. So I said, well, I want to show the film. The filmmaker called back, my mother, who's living in Nevada, is coming. She wants to come. She's bringing four friends. I said, great. You know, we'll comp her, of course. Then she called back, she's bringing eight friends. So I put her name, actually, in the booklet, because I'm so excited to meet her, and I think she deserves this attention. To be coming up on the stage and talking about the fact that she did this wonderful thing.
Right.
The other film is very unusual because it's a documentary also, but it's about three young Mexican brothers who are living in Colima, Mexico, which is near a tourist town, Puerto Vallarta. And for various reasons, they have to go back to Colima and take care of their 93-year-old grandmother. And that's a pretty unusual situation, although I hear more and more cases of younger people who have to do that and have to give up a job, actually. So there's legislation that people are trying to get past where you would get paid to take care of your loved one. And I think it makes sense because many people have to give up their jobs.
There's different
kinds of caregiving. We used to call it informal and formal, where formal, of course, you're paying somebody. But that's wonderful. There are many organizations out there who vet the caregiver to make sure it's somebody decent and honest, and they find people who need a job. They're not getting paid enormous sums, But I think the organizations are realizing we need them. They're wonderful. Let's try to give them a living wage so they can do this and take care of somebody's parents.
Sheila, you just reminded me there was a story in the New York Times recently called Why Aren't More Women Working? They're Caring for Their Parents.
Oh,
and they found that American families forego about $29 billion a year in wages because they take time off to take care of children, sick relatives. Basically, they become caregivers full time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We had one film called The Sandwich Generation, and the people who made the film were actually living here in San Francisco. They were filmmakers. Her father in New Jersey was diagnosed, I think, with dementia. They picked up and went back to New Jersey, bought a house there. Well, they could afford it. Not everyone can do that. And brought her dad to live with them. And they had younger children that they were taking care of. It's a fabulous film because it shows how the kids really cared for their grandfather. At times they saw their parents being very stressed out, so at times they resented their grandfather. But everybody learned how to live together. And I remember that the husband, the son-in-law, got very angry at his father-in-law one time. My son was watching the film. He said, "How dare he?" And but then he, you know, it was the stress. We can't be perfect.
Yeah, the stress is really intense. Well, if you'd like to see these two films about caregiving, Give and America, they will screen on Saturday, September 21st at noon. And it'll screen at the New People Cinema in San Francisco's Japantown. The Legacy Film Festival on Aging will take place September 20th through September 22nd in San Francisco. Sheila, this show airs in places outside of the Bay Area. So if people are interested in seeing these films and they cannot make it to the film festival, is there a way they can do that?
Well, we are doing a program in Albany this year, and it's a short film program at the Albany Library, and it's just, in fact, it's tonight, and so I'm going to be going out there. We need to expand. The difficulty with the films that we choose is that they may be out of the purview of the general public. And somebody contacted me the other day and said, "Why can't we do something so that, you know, we stream them?" So that will be our next step.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because we want the films that we show to be unique. It's hard to find some Hollywood films, although they're getting better about being aware of many of these challenges, and we are showing one Hollywood film which actually showed in San Francisco, I think, last year. It's called What They Had, and it's a new filmmaker, Elizabeth Chomko. I think she did a great job. It's about a family in crisis. Blythe Danner plays the part of a woman who is diagnosed with Alzheimer's and how the family reacts to it. And her husband is adamant that she stay home and he take care of her. And so there's this conflict because she does some really scary things, Blythe Danner, as the Alzheimer's patient. And so the children, adult children, are saying, no, she has to go to a facility. And that's what occurs in the film, and I know that happens in real life. So I think it's a beautiful film. It's called What They Had, and it's going to play Saturday at 5:30 p.m. And I think people would love to see it. We also have some films that are, I would say, one of the most unusual films, which I didn't know anything about. We also have a new program starting at 11 a.m. opening day, because we had so many good films. We wanted to add a program. And this film is called A Chance to Dress. And it's a documentary, a story of an MIT professor emeritus. And he comes out as a cross-dresser. And he said he was a cross-dresser since he was young, but he knew he couldn't come out at that time. But actually, when he was at MIT, he did. So I think it's a really unusual and interesting story.
So interesting. I watched the trailer, and wow, that really incredible story. That film, A Chance to Dress, screens Friday, September 20th at 11 a.m. at the New People Cinema in San Francisco's Japantown. And after the break, we'll talk more about that, Sheila, and just about gender norms and how they've really shifted. Today, we're talking about the Legacy Film Festival on Aging. It'll take place September 20th through September 22nd at the New People Cinema in San Francisco's Japantown. And if you are out of the area, if you go to our website, yourcallradio.org, you'll find a link to the festival. And if there's a film that you want to see, maybe search for it online or go to the film's website and see if it's available. We're talking today with Sheila Malkind. She's executive director of the Legacy Film Festival, which she started in San Francisco in 2011. She's been working in the field of aging for 50 years. This is Your Call, and we'll be back after this.
There are many ways you can take part in the conversation on Your Call. You can call us on the telephone. You can send us an email to yourcall@klw.org. You may go to our website, yourcallradio.org. If you'd like to participate in today's show by phone, call toll-free 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. You can also tweet us at yourcallradio. Purdue Pharma, the opioid crisis, the family, and the money. That'll all be talked about on 1A. Coming up one half hour from now here on KALW.
This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Coming up tomorrow, we'll speak with Françoise Girard, president of the International Women's Health Coalition, to talk about reproductive rights around the globe under the Trump administration. They're actually going further than the George W. Bush administration. We'll talk about how women's groups around the globe are fighting back. And then Stephen Greenhouse, former labor reporter with the New York Times, will join us on Thursday to talk about his new book about labor, workers, and unions. And if you have a show idea or a guest idea, you can email yourcall@kalw.org. You can also listen to past shows and be sure to sign up for our podcast. If you do it on iTunes, you can leave us a review. Find information at yourcallradio.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Today, we are speaking with Sheila Malkind, executive director of the Legacy Film Festival on Aging, which she started in San Francisco in 2011. It'll be taking place September 20th through the 22nd at the New People Cinema in San Francisco's Japantown. Sheila has been working in the field of aging for 50 years, and she is going to be turning 81 later this week. And if you'd like to join us, you can give us a call at 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org. Sheila, I wanted to ask you, since you brought up that what looks like an incredible film, A Chance to Dress,
yes,
which is about the MIT professor who became a cross-dresser later in life.
An open cross-dresser, right. A cross-dresser since childhood, but he came out in public at that point. Interestingly, the DeYoung Museum, I think it is having an exhibit of a cross-dresser, somebody who had died, and I guess the photos that he had taken of himself dressing as a woman were found. I'm not really sure. I may be making that part up. But there's a big exhibit there of this person who was a cross-dresser, and you see him wearing women's clothes, and that's what you will see here. He's married. He was married, divorced, in the film we have, and he's remarried to a minister, a female minister, and they have a wonderful life together. They even say they have a wonderful sexual life. So, you know, everybody's different. We have a film there also, which I love, called A Great Ride by Deborah Craig. She teaches at State. And it's about a group of lesbians who have found a wonderful, friendly LGBTQ retirement community in Santa Rosa, and how they live with a zest for life. I recently read an article that said those types of places are actually not as popular anymore now that people are accepting LGBTQ people, which is a very positive sign of our being more open-minded and accepting of people who may not be what we are.
Hmm. Well, if you are hearing about these two films and they're piquing your interest, you can see A Chance to Dress and A Great Ride. And that trailer also looks amazing, along with another film, Life Model. It's a a poetic look into the world of an aging nude figure model and the beautiful artwork she inspires.
You know, that film is older, and it's actually so popular because it makes you realize that women who are so scared of what their bodies look like from day one, practically, here's a woman who says, I finally have accepted myself, and I am showing my body, and so what?
So what?
She has inspired artists to draw her. So, you know, you asked, do I have a way for people to see the films? I forgot because I haven't been as active, but I have a film rental series called LegacyFilmSeries.com, which has many short films on aging, and you can rent them. When I came here in 2003, that's what I started doing. I started going to retirement places and libraries and so forth and showing short films on aging and always having a discussion with the audience, which we do for the festival. After each of the 8 programs, the films, we have a Q&A. Usually could be with a filmmaker like Deborah is coming to the 11 o'clock show, or somebody who's an expert in the field. Like we have an Italian film that's showing on Sunday at noon. It's part of a series called Love, and this film is called 51. These people have been married 51 years. And there's a lot of operatic arias in the film. And so I called over to the Music Center, and we have somebody who's a performer and a teacher, Michael Muhammad, and he's going to talk about the film and talk with the audience, because we hand out evaluations and people fill them in. And one said, what I love about the Q&As is getting to hear what other people have to say about the films or the topic of aging or what whatever else is in that film that we want to talk about.
Well, you can find the schedule for all of the films at yourcallradio.org. And if you were, again, I just wanted to mention A Chance to Dress and A Great Ride will be in the Free to Be series, which is a great term, Free to Be, Friday, September 20th at 11 a.m. Sheila, before we let you go, since you've been working in the field of aging for 50 years, and this is the ninth year of the Legacy Film Festival on aging, I just wonder where you want the conversation to go from here, because we're learning so much about everything from Alzheimer's to dementia to the importance of finding a purpose. I mean, I'm caretaking. I took my loved one to about 5 appointments last week. I mean, it's that stressful. But the one doctor that we saw said, you cannot live alone anymore. You have to live in a community. If I can give you one piece of advice, do not live alone. So where do you want this conversation?
To whom? You or
no, to the care, the person I'm taking care of. Yeah, the loved one.
I didn't quite understand. You were told not to live alone.
No.
The person that you're caring for.
The person I'm caring for. The doctor said you cannot live alone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where do you want this conversation around aging to go as 10,000 people turn 65 every day in this country?
Well, you know, that is one of the biggest issues. Stay or go. And I think that one of the things I'm thinking about now is that these accessory dwelling units, or what they used to call granny flats, they're being built, I think, in some towns, and especially in some place like Vancouver. 2/3, or maybe it's half, of the houses have an accessory unit in their backyard. Now, I don't know how they're using it. Is it all to take care of an elder who may have dementia or some other chronic disease? I shouldn't say this. It's not about aging so much. But wouldn't it be great? We're starting to do it here. And these young people who can't afford, and older people who can't afford rent, they can bunk in with one of these units and be with their younger, let's say, middle-aged adult children, things like that. Mm-hmm. There's so many issues. I think, though, that Alzheimer's is one of the scariest issues. And people, I think we're going to find out so much more about, are there things that can be done to prevent? People have been working on this forever, and so far, really, in my opinion, have not found anything other than saying, to prevent Alzheimer's, you must do a lot of physical exercise and eat well and, you know, do mental tests. Well, I'm a little bit cynical of that. I know my mom did. She played cards every week. She took care of her health. Well, she didn't eat so great. Maybe that was it. But we really, as far as aging, we must, whether it's to prevent Alzheimer's, we must get outside and walk and enjoy life in its various elements, for God's sakes. You might be, I'm not saying you, Rose, but one might be around for another 20 years or 30. Are you going to stay home and watch the news all day? For God's sakes, get out with your friends. Social support is, I think, paramount. Join something. Be something. Be active. Let younger people see you as a model.
So true. Well, Sheila, thank you so much for all of your amazing work.
Thank you.
And happy early birthday.
And good luck with your caregiving.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Sheila Malkind is Executive Director of the Legacy Film Festival on Aging. It'll take place September 20th through the 22nd at the New People Cinema in San Francisco's Japantown. Sheila has been working in the field of aging for 50 years. And I hope you can see the films, take some friends, spread the word, find information at yourcallradio.org. Thank you so much, Sheila.